Welcome to A Real Cult Classic, Intermission with Megs. This week's episode is about Ireland's number one crush, Paul Mescal. Go grab your popcorn, hit the restroom, and stretch your legs because this is Intermission with Megs. Now, I asked your cult elder, Auntie Amy, what I should talk about this week, and she said she was intrigued about how Paul Mescal went from normal people to Gladiator 2, and I am honored to tell you how that happened. Paul Colm Michael Mescal was born on February 2, 1996 in Maynooth County, Kildare, Ireland. The eldest of four, he has said that he had a wonderfully normal childhood and wasn't much for getting into trouble. As a wee lad, Paul was focused on football and was highly praised for his skills, although he'll tell you that he had to work hard to make up for his lack of skill. And that, his old football coach Brendan Hackett has said, is Paul being humble. While he enjoyed football, Paul always figured he'd head down a practical career path that would allow him to play Gaelic football on the side. And just so you know, because I sure as heck didn't, Gaelic football is different than regular football, or what we would call over here in North America, soccer. But then at the age of 16, Paul played The Phantom and Phantom of the Opera, and that was it. I mean, Phantom had the same effect on me at the age of 11, so I get it. He said that he's never gotten a buzz like that before in his life, and he's been chasing that feeling ever since. Obviously, that buzz wasn't going to be obtained by studying laws, so he auditioned to attend Lear Academy at Trinity College in Dublin, and he got in. He also continued with football until a broken jaw made him realize that his two passions didn't mesh well, and so he gave up the former. After graduating in 2017, he continued to pursue work in theater, landing offers for two different plays, Angela's Ashes and The Great Gatsby. He ended up choosing the role of Jay Gatsby at the Gate Theater in Dublin. Afterwards, he played Lieutenant Langan in The Plough and the Stars at the Lyric Theater, marking his London debut. But then something would happen in 2019 that would be absolutely life-altering for Paul. In 2018, Irish author Sally Rooney published her second novel, Normal People. It followed the relationship of well-off Marianne and classmate, working-class Connell. Connell is popular and handsome, whereas Marianne lacks his charisma. His riz, if you will. The two begin a secret affair as Connell is ashamed of being with Marianne. It doesn't help that his mother is Marianne's cleaner. They both end up leaving their small Irish town behind for Trinity College in Dublin. Marianne thrives in her new environment, whereas Connell encounters struggles he's never had to deal with before. The novel quickly became a bestseller, was longlisted for the Man Booker Prize, and won the West Coast Awards for Best Novel and the British Book Award for Book of the Year. So it wasn't surprising when it was announced by BBC Three and Hulu that a TV series was in development based on the novel. Paul was cast as Connell, a role that he had no idea he had so much in common with, as he hadn't read the book prior. Within days, he was cast, but casting Marianne was more difficult. They wanted to ensure that the chemistry was there. It took 2 months before they landed on Daisy Edgar Jones, but once they did, the chemistry between the two was ineffable. The show was filmed over what the actor said was a very intense 5 months, with Paul saying that it cost a lot in terms of energy and time and what you can give to other people. They spent a majority of their time in the buff, but luckily their friendship made it easier for them to manage such a high level of intimacy. Normal People premiered on April 29th, 2020, during the height of the old pandemic. It was an instant hit and it launched Paul into immediate stardom. The unknown Irish actor suddenly had fans tweeting that they wanted him to crush them with his thighs and an entire Instagram account dedicated to the gold chain that Connell wore. He also had indie darling Phoebe Bridgers knocking on his door. As Phoebe watched Normal People unfold, she tweeted, "Finished Normal People and now I'm sad and horny, oh wait." To which Paul replied, "I'm officially dead." To which Phoebe replied, "No, don't die, you're so talented." You're in the possessive form, I should add. Even wordsmiths like Phoebe Bridgers make grammatical errors. Don't feel bad, you guys. Then Paul responded with, "Too late. Dead." The two took their conversation to the DMs, and shortly after, Paul started following Phoebe on the gram, which she told NME all about, that the cute boy follows her and that she got a little pitter-patter in the heart when she saw. She ended up sending Paul her new album, Punisher. I want to wrap myself up in Halloween like it's a blanket and cry, but that's just me. Before telling the internet that she would be interviewing him on Instagram Live for his first fashion magazine cover for Wonderland. If you haven't seen the interview, the two basically flirt and giggle their way through the entire thing. It's painfully adorable.
How is where you are?
I don't really do well in the heat, and as you can see, I'm like quite burnt and a bit sweaty and a bit red. So yeah, I'm in London.
Yeah, that was my thought. I was just like, wow, he looks super gross. You know, that's the first thing. To my mind, it's like, oh my god.
By July, it was rumored that Phoebe had visited Paul in Ireland with the Lemon Leaf Cafe outing them for having breakfast at their place of business. At some point, the two ended up moving in together as Paul told GQ that November that his girlfriend had been a lifesaver during lockdown, but he didn't elaborate much. That August, Paul appeared in the miniseries The Deceived before showing up in Phoebe's video for Savior Complex, which premiered that December. He was also nominated for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Limited Series or Movie at the 2020 Emmys. But that wasn't all. In April of 2021, he won Best Actor for Normal People at the BAFTAs, which is a pretty big deal. In November of 2021, Paul and Phoebe stepped out as an official couple at the LACMA Art and Film Gala in LA. A month later, Paul made his film debut in The Lost Daughter alongside the incomparable Olivia Colman, Jesse Buckley, Dakota Johnson, Ed Harris, and Peter Sarsgaard. You know how I feel about Peter. It also happened to be Maggie Gyllenhaal's directorial debut. Paul and Phoebe also went Insta-official. As 2022 rolled in, Paul started appearing in more projects. He knocked out a total of 3 films, God's Creatures, After Sun, and Carmen. On the first Monday that May, he posed for photos with Phoebe and his Normal People co-star Daisy Edgar Jones, which produced that meme where it looks like he's looking at Daisy instead of at Phoebe. Have you seen it? I don't know. He would appear in another one of Phoebe's music videos that June, this time for Sidelines, which was created for Conversations with Friends, another Sally Rooney adaptation. When Worlds Collide! Phoebe would later reveal that Sidelines was partially written about Paul, and I have to say, I wouldn't be mad if someone wrote this chorus about me. Month, Phoebe would bring Paul's younger sister Nell up on stage at her sold-out residency at London's O2 Academy to sing Georgia with her. Paul's 19-year-old sister is an indie artist who said of Phoebe that it's just nice to have someone that you respect so much be so kind to you and just to have them in your daily life. Towards the end of 2022, Paul returned to the theater when he was cast as Stanley in Alameda Theater's A Streetcar Named Desire, which ended up being transferred to the Phoenix Theater after receiving rave reviews. While Paul's professional life was soaring, his personal life seemed to be taking a bit of a nosedive. That December, Phoebe worked with SZA on her song Ghost in the Machine. Phoebe's contribution was, "You said all my friends are on my payroll, you're not wrong, you're an asshole. Screaming at you in the Ludlow, I was yours for free." Which ignited breakup rumors after Phoebe told NME that she had written those lines over the last few weeks. Phoebe was also spotted out and about with Bo Burnham. They were sitting together at a comedy show that Bo had helped direct in NYC, but were also allegedly canoodling all over LA, with Dumois receiving messages that they had been spotted smooching at a dive bar and snuggling at the Magic Castle Club. When asked about the breakup in February of 2023, Paul said that while the temptation to talk about it was there, he wished to keep his private life private. Which is fair. He had bigger fish to fry anyway, like being nominated for Best Actor in a leading role at the 2023 BAFTAs and receiving a Best Actor nomination at the 95th Academy Awards. Not too shabby, Paul. Not too shabby. He also appeared in All of Us Strangers alongside Hot Priest Andrew Scott, Jamie Bell, and Claire Foy. I found myself saying, oh, okay, a lot during that movie. Then he was in Foe with his Irish friend, the always lovely Saoirse Ronan. Paul currently has 4 projects in the works, one of which is Gladiator 2 with Joseph Quinn, Pedro Pascal, and Denzel Washington. But we can't talk about that without talking about Ridley Scott's first Gladiator, which starred Russell Crowe, Joaquin Phoenix, and Connie Nielsen. Apparently, Jennifer Lopez auditioned for the role of Lucilla that ultimately went to Connie. Can you imagine? When Gladiator opened on May 5th, 2000, it earned $34.8 million that weekend, making it the number one film well into its second weekend. It was the second highest grossing film for 2000, with Mission Impossible 2 taking the number one spot. It was the highest grossing film of both Ridley and Russell's careers at that point, and remains so for Ridley. It was nominated for 12 awards at the 73rd Academy Awards, taking home Best Picture, Best Actor for Russell Crowe, Best Visual Effects, Best Sounds, and Best Costume Design. With that kind of success, it's no wonder it's taken Ridley 24 years to tackle the sequel. The original Gladiator made 4 times its original budget at the box office, with a reported budget of around $103 million. The budget for Gladiator 2 was set for $165 million when Paramount took on development, but it's now sitting somewhere between an estimated $250 to $310 million, which means that in order to beat the original success, the film would have to make over $1 billion, with a B. While the original remained in theaters for a year, those times have greatly changed, especially in the world of streaming. The question of if Gladiator 2 will take the original in the box office is a resounding no, but it's worth a shot, I guess. Given that Paul was just ranked the most attractive Irish celebrity, people can't get enough of Pedro, the intensity of fans freaked out Joseph Quinn, and Denzel is a crowd favorite for the ages, maybe they'll do it. Maybe they'll break one Billy. And if you're wondering, much like our dear cult elder Auntie Amy, how the introspective and insecure Connell landed one of the leads in Gladiator, well, Paul doesn't know how it happened either, really. It was actually while watching Normal People that Ridley Scott noticed Paul and asked, "Who's this guy?" Later, while Paul was in London performing in A Streetcar Named Desire, the two met over Zoom, where Ridley asked Paul if he'd be interested in the role, to which Paul said, "Of course, I'd love to." Who wouldn't say that to Ridley Scott? Paul said it only took about 30 minutes for him to accept the role. They had chatted for a bit about the movie and then about his love of Gaelic football. He thinks that might have been what locked him in, the fact that he played a sport with so much physicality. I mean, those crushable thighs and all. Pascal said that Paul got so strong for the role that he started calling him Brick Wall Paul, that he would rather be thrown from a building than have to fight Paul again. He continued with, "Outside of Ridley being a total genius, Paul is a big reason as to why I would put my poor body through that experience." November 22nd, Paul will appear on the big screen as Lucius, son of Lucilla. Good thing they didn't cast Jennifer Lopez originally, because Paul really does not look like her. He'll be following up Gladiator with The History of Sounds, Hamnet, and Merrily We Roll Along. I wonder if he'll still be Brickwall Paul for those. Well, that's it. That's all I have for you today. I hope you have a great weekend, and oh, looks like it's time to get back to your seats.